Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Kawasaki opens Carbon Capture Technology Center in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Last Monday afternoon, a ceremony was held for the Kawasaki Heavy Industries completion of their carbon capture project at the Wyoming Integrated Test Center at Dry Fork Station. The Gillette News Record reported the project has two purposes. One is to demonstrate Kawasaki's solid sorbent capture technology on a larger scale with the goal of commercial deployment to large-scale power plants, and the other is to test the effect this process has on the environment. The state of Wyoming, Kawasaki Heavy Industries, and Japan Carbon Frontier Organization, or J-COAL, partnered to bring the project to the Integrated Test Center. Senator John Barrasso said carbon capture has been making progress in Washington, D.C., and it's being funded by the federal government, even when coal continues to be in the crossfire. Barrasso said the goal is to ensure coal is part of the energy breadbasket of the country and the world moving forward. Barrasso said, "We all want to make energy as clean as we can. We want to do it in ways that don't raise costs for the users." Jim Ford, operations manager for ITC, explained that power plants produce exhaust gas, also known as flue gas, which is released into the air. Ford said about 1/8 of this gas, between 12% and 13%, is carbon dioxide. The projects at the Integrated Test Center are attempting to isolate the carbon dioxide from the flue gas at as high a purity rate as possible. During the ceremony, Barrasso said, "We have to find the living balance between man's actions and nature's reactions. Today, this partnership is a big part of that in continuing to find that balance." Wyoming gets C-minus grade on voter map redistricting. Wyoming got a C-minus grade in Common Sense's new report card on gerrymandering for voter district maps drawn after the 2020 census. Jen Lowe with the Equality State Policy Center says the Joint Committee on Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, which spearheads the process, did a lot right. They took public comments seriously, and she believes the maps sent to the legislature were good. They met key objectives and ensured the state wasn't breaking any laws. Lowe said, "Then throughout the legislative process, those maps were changed, and they were changed in the 11th hour on the last day of the session behind closed doors. So at the very end of this process, all of that great work the interim committee put together was put into question." The report found evidence of gerrymandering, the practice of manipulating electoral district boundaries in order to create unfair advantages for a political party when lawmakers created maps meant to favor incumbents in elections. The final maps also had deviations in the number of people in districts that slightly surpassed federal constitutional requirements. Dan Vacuna with Common Sense says states receiving higher grades put some distance between the people responsible for drawing the maps and elected officials. He says who gets to decide which neighborhoods and towns are included in a voter district matters in states where legislatures control the process, and especially when one party is in control and can act in secret. Vacuna said when elected officials have this power without restraint, they generally don't have a lot of interest in community feedback. Their primary goal is to protect their own incumbents to ensure partisan advantage. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.